Lots of anticipation for June 16th, the day when inter-island travel restrictions will be lifted. People are anxious to return to work, particularly if they have jobs tied to the visitor industry. HBR's Kuve Hirishi joins us with a look at unemployment numbers on the Big Island. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. Yes, on the Big Island, we've got about 20,000, a little over 20,000 unemployed workers last month in April, and that's about 24% unemployment rate, up from 2.9 in March. So we've got a number of people, large amount of them in the visitor industry, right? Six of the top 10 employers, largest employers on the Big Island, are hotels and resorts, and we can think of them when we visit all along the Kona side. We've got Waikoloa Resort, right? And just going down that coast. We spoke to Tim Richards, who's a county councilman for that area, Kohala, and also Waimea, and some of Waikoloa or Kauai High. And he said, you know, the shutdown was a good thing in terms of public health. He thinks we did the right thing, but that the impacts, the financial impact and the long-term financial impact will take some time to get out of. But here's what he had to say about that impact.
Essentially, I think the one word would be devastating. The resorts and the west side of the Big Island has the primary large resorts stretching from Kailua up through the Waikoloa Resort area, Mauna Lani Resort area, then Mauna Kea Resort area. And essentially everything has been shut down. I think we lost about 97% of the tourism on this island just in a matter of a week or 10 days because of the COVID-19 shutdown.
So as businesses begin to open up on the Big Island, tourism's going to have to wait. Tourism workers will have to wait a little longer. We spoke to Keisha Rodriguez. She is on temporary leave right now from the Fairmont Orchid out on the Waikoloa coast. And she says at first, sudden unemployment beginning April 4th was sort of, she's mother of three. So it was it was quite a surprise, and it took some adjustment waiting for the stimulus checks and waiting for the unemployment checks to put food on her table. But after the payments started coming in, it was a little bit more of adjusting, right? Not eating out as much or not going anywhere and trying to save where you can on unnecessary expenses. But she just got word that the hotel is beginning to take reservations beginning July 1st. There's no exact date for her to go back to work, but we asked her, you know, how do you feel about reopening? Are you ready? Do you feel safe? And here's what Rodriguez had to say.
Like, one part of me is so excited. Like, I can't wait to get back to work. I really do miss that part of my life. At the same time, when I sit down and really think about it, you know, I then need to think about, okay, we're going to start having travelers come from wherever, you know, mm-hmm. and how is that all going to work with what I do, with having the food and beverage services, with having that direct contact with the guests where we don't just stand and check them in, we actually sit down with them, that close contact. It is kind of scary.
Right. So I think these conversations is really kind of highlights that conflict, inner conflict that a lot of tourism workers are feeling on the Big Island and across the state. We know that the neighbor islands have been harder hit in terms of unemployment. When we look at the numbers, Maui, 36%, right?
Especially bad, yeah.
Yeah, Kauai, 34. Here on Oahu, we're looking at 20, which is still a lot, highest rates we've had ever. But figuring out how to get them back safely to work and what that'll look like and whether or not, I know we saw a UH economist, Gar Bonham, talking last week about potential job losses if tourism does not reopen, or additional job losses, something like 30,000 more jobs could be lost if tourism does not reopen. And I think that's really at the forefront of what County Council is really dealing with right now, because they're trying to figure out the budget.
Right. And, you know, we have yet to get the official word from the governor as to when they're going to allow trans-Pacific flights. Right now, it's just inter-island. See how that goes. Tweak the protocols,
right,
and try and keep everybody safe. And I know here on Oahu, the Local 5, the Hotel Workers Union, has been very vocal about testing and protective gear for their members. And on the neighbor islands, a lot of the members there are represented by the ILWU.
Right. So I think when you talk about who's going to protect these workers, it's most likely going to be coming from lobbying from the union. But I've seen a lot of hotels actually step up to revamp things. So they've got enhanced hygiene and enhanced cleaning and all these measures put in place to keep everyone safe, the guests included. I mean, how are you going to kind of quell that anxiety coming from guests who are not sure if it's safe to come to Hawaii? I think those discussions are underway. I spoke to, speaking to Richards, to Councilman Richards, about the future of tourism on the Big Island and you know, kind of the longer-term view once we get out of this. Here's what he had to say.
I think tourism is going to look very different than what it does today. We need to keep our tourism authentic, and then it will take care of itself. And it may mean smaller scale. It may mean less impact. But if we keep it authentic, I think we can do a good job for both the cultural side, the economic side, and then the community as a whole. So I think we have a, you know, once in a society's lifetime to redesign something that we may not have had that opportunity.
But that is, of course, a further out look. I think right now it's just grappling with getting folks back to work and these unemployed hotel workers, but also doing so safely.
And, you know, it is a dilemma because, you know, we want to make sure that we can stabilize the economy, keep everybody safe, but then, you know, again, use the opportunity to reinvent our economy, not be so reliant on tourism.
Right. I know that there are also, I mean, the direct impact on tourism workers or on hotel workers is being seen. But then you've also got, when you don't have these tourists coming in, you've got businesses that are dependent on exactly that, tour boats. And speaking to Councilwoman Villegas, Rebecca Villegas in Kona, right there in Kailua, Kona, she had mentioned that, you know, her daughter's restaurant had to shut down because it was a lot of tourists coming out. And then she had also some tour boat operators, same thing. The entire, over-dependence on tourism has been kind of a highlighted issue right now, not just on the Big Island, but across the state.
I know when I reached out to a number of the bicycle shops around on the neighbor islands, they were told that, you know, we normally have a lot of triathletes, you know, that come, and a lot of those events are being canceled with sports events, and so they don't have that to depend on for income, and so they were relying on just the local people wanting to get more exercise. But it's just interesting when you look at all the festivals, you know, whether it's a triathlon or food and wine festival. Yeah.
The Merry Monarch on the Big Island, especially.
Right.
I know it's had an impact. Speaking to several businesses on other islands that would actually depend on going to Merry Monarch and the sales that they'd get from Merry Monarch. I know Puahina on Kauai, a clothing company, they had to close up shop in Hanapepe and transition to online because they were going to wait for that Merry Monarch, you know, big cash in there that did not come. And so figuring out, I think, for this next, as inter-island travel kind of ramps up, that idea of the Kama'aina economy and having local residents spend their money in these businesses to see if that, you know, some of these businesses can come along without.
And we saw that with SARS and 9/11, right? The whole emphasis on staycations, right? So asking people, if you have the means and can travel, please come enjoy the other islands if you haven't done it, because, you know, we could certainly use some help, right, at those restaurants and at those hotels.
Definitely. I do plan, hopefully when we get the okay to do some inter-island travel, to go check out how things are going on our neighbor islands and especially on the Big Island.
Okay, yeah. That's an important part of the story statewide. Definitely. Thanks so much, Kuvehi. We have been talking to HBR's Kuvehi Hiraishi. You can read her stories online at hawaiipublicradio.org.